Let's go. Samar, Omar HaZegel. Oh, Nuntes bijzonder.
Nuntes.
אמר אני שואל, ביני הזה כבר ישבתן יישוב קומו, עתו יישי חפץ על אובי מציע זודום, כי זה לדעתי מה שצריך לאובי דה נוכן, כי הרי אולוב סויבים והולכים כל הדרושים, מה שעבוי דה אולוב הוא. אז the כוונה over here is the כוונה over here is like this לחיירה goes like this. The כוונה is the אודום is the tachlis of all of the world. The Odom is the tachlis of the world, of everything. The Odom is not the pnimius of everything. No. It's not the Odom. The Odom is not the pnimius. The Nebuchadnezzar himself says it. The Odom is the pnimius of the Oilum is a Nivroi. The Neshom is a Nivro, but the Nivro a pnimi. It's a pnimius of all the Oilum is a Nivroi. But the Odom is not the pnimius from all the worlds, but it's the Tachlis. Those are two different things. It's a Tachlis, and even the Tachlis of all the worlds, which are Shashuim, you know, last time you said, whatever you want, you know. the worlds of whatever you want, you know. How high you go up, and then you go higher, and then you go higher, and then you go even higher, and you go even higher than the higher. Everything, the Tachlis is Odom. But it's not the pshat, the Odom is standing there. It's not the Odom is standing there, but the Tachlis Odom goes, all of the world has to reach what's called Tikkun Olam, or has to reach the Matzah of Tchiyas HaMeis of Gilu Kvoido, whatever you want. Yeah? However, now, we could make that exact, but it's a Tachlis of everything. And the point of the Tachlis is because he's a Oivet. That's what he says over here. All of Soivim Hoichon Kol HaDrushim. The Soivim Hoichon Kol HaDrushim, when he's... that when he says Sevim Kol HaDrushim doesn't mean that we speak about him. No, it means there is a drush in the Olam Pliny, but it's better Tachlis Dodo. And the drush in the Olam, because their Olam, which I am going to speak about, even though I speak about the Olam, which is a place where we will sit on, the Tachlis of that Olam Elyon, which before the Odom was Nivrod, before there was anything nickel like Odom, the Tachlis of that is also Odom. There's nothing to speak, not one word of Torah, not one word to speak, without that the Tachlis of this world word is Odom. It's not that the Pnim, again, it's not the Odom is there, then you would make yourself too big, because you are a Nivrod. You are a Nivrod. But the Tachlis is the Odom. Why? The Masavoy, the Olof, because he is a He is Oivet, he has the Bechira. And that is creates him in this position, you know, that the Tachlis of all the Oilam is him. Because he is the Oivet, yeah? So it's good we began Nuntes, yeah? Okay? And that is what is the position of the Odom. That is a Pitaron for all different kind of things, what I told you now. On one side is for sure is a Pini. He's a penis of the world. His Namashim Nashav is a penis of the world. But the penis of the world is only of the worlds which are created as Briya, as Dvorim Chitzoinim from the Beroilo. But the Tachlis of the Odom is the Tachlis of all the worlds which even you can't, they know it's all Elikus Gomo, whatever you want. It's all the Tachlis is the Odom, always. Yeah? Always. And not one thing. We can speak about when not the Tachlis of that is Odom. Good. Weiter. Samach. Omer Azeich. Hine tzedakta bidvoreich. Ho Odom hu hakavone hatachlis is b'chol ma'isav izbol. That's what he says. Yeah. Okay. Rad mishor ben es zois. B'chol ma'isav. Yeah. Yosef is al burio. Yeda toichis kol hakoide b'elo. Ki magam as hakol u rak lo vel hatachlis hazeh. That's the Tachlis of everything. Yeah. That's the Tachlis. And this is what we spoke now, that is in Perikei Vov from Nebuchadnezzar Shar Aleph. That goes out, that's the sugya. Yeah, the Perikei says he's a pnimius, not only for the Olam HaNivroim. Perik Vov is a tachlis of everything. You have to see that here, that's not so easy. But that's the Perikei Vov. Amar Neshama, Af Kani Elonu Lidroish Har B'moit. Amar Tzeich, Al Shleish Advarim Tzeich Mono Ledaber. Al Metziusha Shal Odom, one, Al Maisov, Val Pri Maisov.
I want to show you. In Kenya, Drushu Rochav B'Yoysam. Ova Seichel, Aval Reish Milen Noimar. Vidich Perusha, Naniach L'Chochav, V'yech Kam Oid.
That Reish Milen always means that it's that you can understand that from the Reish Milen. Be careful. Yeah? It's not you give the Chochav, V'yech Kam Oid. So it means you think Yishma Chochom is you have enough kishrut that you can understand. It means that you are a Chochom. That means you are someone which is Mekabel Miraboy. And when you really are Mekabel Miraboy, that means those are the Reish Milin. When you really are Mekabel them, then from these Reish Milin you can bring out everything. Yeah? The Chochma has to come from there, not from some outside his boinus, you know, philosophical.
So more
in that realm. Yeah? That's one of the problems we have today. And once in a while I speak to a person and then I say something and then he says, ah, I understand what you say. And Eritos Kreine. Bishinu Maise, Bishinu Machshove, Bishinu Dibur, Bishinu everything. Because he imports, not from what I said, he imports from what he knows from somewhere else. And then things get distorted, yeah? Huh? No, you have to understand the thing and from there to work. That's the Yechka. Very important in these Limudim. Omar HaSeichel, Omar HaNeshoma, Dabel Dvorecho. Omar HaSeichel. כאן צריך בלו ולעינן תחייה סמייסים שאונו מאמינים בו ודאי בלי שום סופק. That's a big thing that you are ודאי believing that there is a תחייה סמייסים. We'll see that. אמרנו שם, אחר לזה איך מהדבורים שכבר ידעתי חלה לברערום כי חפץ עלי לעמיד על תכן עניינום. That was on the beginning of the Sefer. I don't know why he said that here. אמר הזכר. הנה הנה תחייס המייסי בקיצור ובכלל פושו. What is תחייס המייסי? So what is that? כי כאשר בור הקדוש ברוך הוא עוד גוף ונשומה לעבוד ולמעשו. That means it's עבודה. תחייס המייסי has to do with עבודה. And that doesn't have to do that you have to live forever. It has to do with עבודה. לעבוד ולמעשו. כי כאשר בור הוא שניהם כאחות יש כל עבודה של הקודש. התורה במצווה אשר נוסה להם, אשר ניתן להם, או נוסה להם, הנה ראוי הוא שגם בקבלת השכר הנצחי יכתוב יהיו. כי לא יתוכן שיהיה הגוף עמל ולא אלוהי. והרי הקדוש ברוך הוא מקפח שכר כל בריאה. That's right? So the goof also is paying a boy. That's a difficult thing for us to understand. Because we do not understand really that the goof is paying a boy. We do not see that the goof is going and boy. Yeah? When you are let's say the schal, Kabbalah is schal. You are omel to do something. So let's take an American Kabbalah is schal. That's winning the World Series or something. I don't know what that means, but something means you win something. But you go with a car there. Why don't they run up with a car on the police? Because the car was also part of that they got there, you know? Without the car, they wouldn't get there. Or the train, or the airplane. The airplane was a part of that. So the airplane should also show up. It's also a plus. Yeah? Because the goof is not something like this. The goof is not only a vehicle in order to do whatever you are doing. The goof is you. It's a part of you. It's you. You say it every morning. And the kind of shomosh and osato be. So who is that speaking? You are the kubel. I'm not. It's the goof. By me. By you it's a nefesh. By me it's a goof. You know? Okay. Good. You have the nefesh. Perhaps the nefesh of the ruach. The ruach of the nefesh. Let's be simple. Simple people see the goof there. More sophisticated ones see something else. But you know, simple people see the goof. You know. Yeah? So the goof is also been a boy. The goof is been a boy. The goof is one of those which work. We don't get that. That's one of the biggest mistakes we make. We neglect the body. We neglect the body, we think that's nothing, you know. We don't have that, we work with the goof. We neglect it. And that is a big source of that we are not much here, because you would have to work with the goof. Yeah? And you want to see? I will now explain, give it to see over there. Okay. Not from worship and ethics. Now, the tzir is, when you want to work on the rikus ha-machshove, which this is a very sichistic thing. Rikus ha-machshove, that means you have to concentrate. But you have to understand, when you want to concentrate, you have to put the body in a certain way that your body doesn't move quickly to respond to everything which happens, you know? When you are, if body is like Hefker, then you can't concentrate. And then you say no. You will tell me no. You'll say and tell me no, it's not like this. When you concentrate, then you don't sublet what's going on. That is your dirt. No. You have to work on that your body doesn't move. It does not move. I saw it with my own eyes. I told with the Mashgiach, I told them once that story. Mashgiach, I once was Rosh Beis Hamuzo. I had the chayis there to do that, so I was learning the kriyul, but I had a heskem with my wife that I come home after later. I come home and I make the miklachet from the children. That was a whole miktsoa, you know. And after later, it's not so easy, sir. Like the hairs, and I have four daughters first. That's a lot, you know. And then a son with a chalaket before him, you know, that's even worse. So you have to do all these things. I said, okay, I'll do these things. But when the Mashgiach says, Avad, 6:30, I am there. It's Sorotskin 39. I was living Sorotskin 31. Yeah? So, one day, I make all these klachot. I look on the, wow, it's 6:28. I have to run. I just wash the hands. I say shalom. I leave that. Then I leave it in the middle of the miklachat. Yeah, I look puzzly. I'm scared, no. And then I just run out, trach, running, go to the vag, and you go over the you can see it till day. Like over this rechava, and then there was a door, a big iron door, which you have to open, and it opens towards inside, and you can't see what's going on inside because there is a plastic there. You can't see. So I come in with all of my shroom and I say, boom! And the Mashgiach stands behind the door with the back to the door. And this door, which is a big iron door, goes into his back with the ganze boom. What does he do? You know what? He doesn't do anything. He doesn't turn. He gets an unexpected boom, real boom, in his back. You know, bah! He doesn't turn the head. Kurnish. Okay. He didn't not turn because he thought, he didn't see through the door, so he couldn't see me. So it would be pegeah in him when I turn around. So that's better not to turn. That's what you would do. Until you think that, you turn around 10 times, you know? No. He simply educated the body that the goof does not move. The goof is not moving. No, it's not moving. That's not a moving object. No, it's not. Eh? It's not. I have, for example, every morning, nothing against you, but every morning I have someone who says Krishna worse than what you sit now. Worse. Yeah, you sit now comfortable, it's good. Listen, she is like this. But he's a mum is like this. Shema Yisrael. Ata yichol agit Krishma b'tzorah kazot. Ata yichol. Ata yichol. Ein kan avdus. Ein kan klum.
Shaman.
What?
Shaman.
What?
It's Shaman.
I saw the Mashgiach lying on a bed. You saw a soldier lying on a bed. I was sleeping in the same room. It wasn't a comfortable sleep there. But he was like a soldier. Do you think Beis Shammai slept like this? Do you really think like this? No. I saw with my own eyes. I saw that he was sleeping like a soldier. And that goof was kept. When you daven, you have to keep your goof. Yeah? You have to keep your body somehow. daven or say krishma. You don't get that. You see, the whole thing is only a question of kavona. That's why you are not able to daven. No. Look up the halachas. The halachas in Hilchos Tefillah, the Rambam. How you have to daven? I think 90% of the halachas is how to keep the body. One of them is that you have to have kavona too. The feet and the hand and the head and the all these things are. It's the main thing that you think about the Be'olam. No. We just discard that body. So you don't have a Shaykhaz with Tfilas Hamis. Because for us, the body is not a working object. Huh? No. The body is something which works. When the working is, we'll see that. There's a certain kivun of working with the body, with the guf. Yeah? But for sure, it's also working. Otherwise, it makes no sense. Yeah, one says it's only my sus, you know.
The Rambam says.
I don't know that lush. I think so. Well, people say that's a sus, but I don't understand the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Now, guf neshama yichol neishter esatzvo. Yeah. What's the din on the guf? What's the din of the guf? On the neshama is the din. On the guf is the din. On the guf is no din. What's the din on guf? Yeah. When you make someone with a horse, you made him aveira, you know, did something wrong. So you take him to court with a horse or himself? Himself. The horse is not magia. So the horse is magia. So that's not the horse. Why are we better? I say, the goyim say there is no neshama. When you are okay, achrei, you are. We're now going after the newest developments in neuroscience and things like this. They have one big agenda. They want to explain that there is no neshama there. That's the whole agenda of the thing, you know? The whole agenda. It's a very silly agenda. Very. Because they say, why do you have to say there is a mind or a neshama? Because we see that these parts of the brain, they are firing, and maybe that goes on in the brain. That's right? That's what they say. A Brit over here? No, the Brit is gone, that's right? And he left the scenery. So there's a British man, the world's expert of autism, a Jew. Shimon Baron Cohen, the world's expert. I read a book of him, Ben Azmanim, about the science of evil. According to him, all the Germans had a brain disease in the Second World War, you know? Because the empathy circuit in the brain wasn't working properly. No, he has a brain disease. No, but it doesn't explain anything. You know, there was also a Jew which was that he showed that every emotion which you have inside shows up in your face. You have, I think, 48 muscles over here, and it depends exactly which muscles you are tagging that muscle, and you can read the face. An unbelievable event. There's a whole science. Yeah? Only few people know that. I don't know. I'll be back. But only few people know that. It's you can understand from a person. It's unbelievable what you can see on a person. Yeah? So why don't you say that your face makes the emotion? It always goes together. Your face makes it. Why the brain? The face. It always goes together. No. No, that's not good. Elamai, you have something more woo-woo, you know, the brain. And that always goes in the brain, then it's located in the brain. But it also always goes with his face. Perhaps the face is the reason. Epshel does this, the reason for the emotions. No. That comes out of the brain. Perhaps the brain activity also comes out of the emotions and is not the reason. But that's the whole agenda of these idiots. The whole agenda is that it's only goof. Apikulsim, yes. So why aren't you the same Apikeres flipped? By you, there's no goof altogether. It's only neshama. Same thing. By them, it's only goof. By us, it's only neshama. No, it's both. That's a Jew. Yeah? It's both. Why are you better? They want to neglect the neshama, and you want to neglect the goof. So you are exactly in the same boat. No, it's both. It's both. Good. Fine. Say that. Right on. Okay. Hine alter va mitzvah zeh shosom hayni na roi shu she gam bekabol es asrar nitzri yacht of you. Ki lo itorot she yaguf omel, you see, ve lo iloi. Hare eina gushbocha bekaper schar kol beria. Aber ma she tzorich, la yizboinin hu al pirte achibor hazeh, shal guf u neshomeh. Be ischabrom, be pordom, u be shuvom lischabr chibur gomor. That will be lost his lovely. Ki ein kol eile yifal keil im kol odom. והוא לא ידוב הרי כובדאי. על כן אלה הפרוטים הם שצריכים ביור וביור רוחב ומספיק. כן? אמר הנשומר. ודאי דובר זה צורך ביור. מה זו עושה לקים גוף ונשומר בשתי יצירס? ולא יציר האחס, שיהיה עוד המציאס האחס, ולא שיהיה מורכב כמו שואטו. This is the point in the יצירס אודם, that he has in himself a דו-קוטביות. מורכב. He is תקה מורכב. There is one thing which is called נשומה, which that is נשומה is חי בעצמוי. It's the only thing which is called חי before it comes down to the earth. To the earth. That's right. It says, "Ibrach ba'apov nishmas chayim." So, why is you call that chayim before the person is alive? Yeah. Teitzer oritz nefesh chayo is only the moment when it's the dog is there and moves around. That's called nefesh chayo. Yeah? Because the nefesh is a part of that goof. When you want, it's not a dukot view. The dog doesn't have two extremes in one. He has a thing and the ruchnistike thing together with him. That's a nefesh. You know, it sounds like this. It's a gufnistike, it's a ruchnistike thing together which goes with him, enables to move and enables to find food, all different kind of things. Also, when it's intelligent, it's intelligent, we are very much against, same thing. We are very much against this, that the animal kingdom has this intelligence a human being has. Because the human being has intelligence which is detached from the goof. That's the whole point. Yeah? Which is an extreme which is nothing to do with the goof. You can understand things which are high up in all different kind of worlds, which is not connected to the body. The tachlis is the odom, it's why I'm very abstract. So that's only the odom has that he has a nishmas chayim from one side and the goof from the other side. And now that's the question. V'lo yitzir ha'achas may not a yitzir ha'achas without ruchnis, but it's only one thing. Yeah? שיהיה אודם מציאס אחר ולא שיהיה מורכב שמי שואטו כי ודאי לא יבוצה ממני לסבור מזימה לעשות חי בעצמוי לעשות חי בעצמוי ולא חילוק זה של גוף ונשומה without those two חלוקים which are like two extremes, yeah? אונם עכשיו כי כשנדע זה יהיה פסח פסוח לפורד וליקונס לשאר הפרוטים אומר הסייכו הכוון אליונו על השומעת כבר היוסו אח להיטיב אלו אודום. Yeah? What is connected to the אודום, that's the הטובה, it's להיטיב אלו אודום. ליסקי זה במייסו ומה שיתקן עצמוי וישלים בריאוסו. Yeah? So, I don't know what means ישלים בריאוסו, it means, ישלים בריאוסו means his own מציאס or the מציאס which is together with him, the way that my מציאס שורם says. I do not know. But the schus is that there is a tikkun ha-metzias, yeah? Of course, there is a tikkun ha-metzias, a takan atzmi. That's a schus that there is a takan atzmi. Yeah? But this is the hatova which he has. Barakan inin ha-chisorun v'ashleibu she-zucharnu l'ma'alo. So the interesting thing is over here, he puts that, we'll see that he puts that not into the context of Yehudoi over here, it's of a hatova. When he speaks about the Odom Batsumai, when he speaks about the Odom, what is going on with the Odom, he speaks about Hatove. So the way began the Sefer. Even though in the middle he went over to another gear, he went to the Gibur Yichud over here. But the Chisorin Veshleimus Shuzchanu Lamalo Marikan in Chisorin Veshleimus back in the reality of the autumn himself, which that's Mechokat Yivula Heitiv. Masha'en Kein Gilu Yichudoi. That's the Teivora, the Chisorin Veshleimus in the whole world. So this is a Tzorich Yiyun over here. This is a Tzorich Yiyun. But I only wanted to show you that over here is like, that's like, I need Chisorin Veshleimus, and that's what it says in the beginning. Chisorin, and then Chisorin Veshleimus goes into Gilu Yichud. That's right. Okay, we'll see. Ki Elokim Osa Aguf Hazeh Choymer Av Vechoshuk. That means over here now he brings that Chisorin and the Shleimus into the reality or the Metzius of the Odom. So the one is the Chisorin Elokim Osa Aguf Hazeh Choymer Av Vechoshuk. Bilti Roy Leir Boir Kedushos Isbor Mibnei Miska Shofel Hazeh. That's right. That's what the Guf is. The Guf is not Ra. The Guf is low. It's not Ra. It's low. It's not Ra. It's low. Yeah, it's low. But no. Machshich is Ra. Chayshar not Ra. But Chayshar is not Ra. Machshich is Ra. Machshich makes dark. But to be Chayshar Choshuk Batsum is not Ra. Because by double Choshuk Batsum you can enlighten. You know? And the Guf would be Ra Batsum, you could be in attack in that. Guf is not Ra. The Guf is Shofet. Choshuk. Shofet. So you can lift him up and you can be mayor in. That's two things, yeah? You can bring all into him. Ki ein loboy el shar ha-melech ulevaker v'yichol el shnei me'achone kal v'chayim ha-malchus da'aro v'zeh ha-choyshech ha-shamut bahu b'chuke shel ha-guf hazeh hu ha-som b'kir boy es kol ha-taiv z'roes ha-shol v'zboy. That is enabling the taiv z'roes. This choyshech or the shiflus, that is a place where the taivis can be chal, but it's not the ra himself. The guf is not ra himself. The guf is shofel and the guf is choshuch. But this makes him close to that the taivis are shaylet on him. Okay. It's olul to that. It's not the ra himself. That's what he says. Yeah.
וזוהי שייניס, עושה הנשום התאירו, הרצו ומתארס כיסי הקובד, וירידו ונופכו בתאיך הגוף הזה לתארוי ולקאצ'י.
So, this is for sure, that you can't be מתאר when it would be רע בעצם, that's not שייך לתאר, but it's not רע בעצם, it's שופל and it's חושוך בעצם. Now you can't be מתאר that ומקדש. This mitzvah of the guf, it stays the same. Mitzvah is matar mekadesh. It is like the levone. You say in kiddush levone that laosid lovoi, yeirachamo, yeirach levone koyirachamo. Yeah, what will be? What will be? There will be two sons. There will be another son. The levone is a mekabo. That's right. The levone reflects light. So what does it do now? The Ravona reflects light more, a little bit from the earth too, but from the sun mostly. Yeah? Okay, I should tell you that astronomy a little bit. Look, if you look once at the Ravona, now it's the beginning of the month, you'll see that. When you look at the Ravona now, then when it's very small, then you see that you see the whole round. It's a little bit dim, but you see the whole round. Yeah? When it's half, you see only half, but when it's a little bit, then you see the whole. Why do you see the whole thing? Why do you see, when you look, you saw that once, when it's the beginning, then you see the whole round. Why? Why do you see the whole thing? Why? What's that say? You follow what's about that? Why do you see the whole thing? So people say because there is a shine from, no, there's no atmosphere there, there can no shine, nothing. So why do you see that whole thing? It is because when the Levona is small, a small Levona is very close to the sun. That's right. That's when it's the full Levona, it's 180 degrees across the sun. But when it's small, then it's very close to the sun. That means that the Levona is across a big part of the Kadura Aretz, which is lightened. and this light of the Kadura Aretz is going to the moon and it goes back to you. And that's why this is the whole thing. The other part is not the sun which makes it, it's you. It's your light. Because the whole thing of the lawn is reflecting. It's a little bit reflecting our light, which we give there too, but mostly reflecting the light of the sun. Yeah? Okay? So it's reflecting. Losit Lovoi, the Lavana will not be his own thing. No. The Lavana will be like a diamond, where the ore is coming in and fully reflected. Not only from the surface reflected, fully reflected. So it will be as shiny as the sun. But it will be choshuch ba'atzmoy. It will stay choshuch. Yeah? In a certain way. Stay choshuch, because from itself doesn't have a light. And not a light from itself. But it's made in a way which it will not swallow any light. It will bring back all of the light which comes in. And then it's like a sun. But it's not a sun. There are not two suns there. There's one sun and one moon. But the moon is bringing back the whole light. That's the whole point of Losit Lovoi. Here's amazing. That the goof is a way that is toil, that he brings back all of the og of the neshama which goes into him. Huh? So that is the power of the goof. Same thing as by the one you say every Pram B'chayish. Yeah? Yeah. Is that called special is my brace, my brace?
That's why what she is my brace last.
Or Shnei Moiris Hagdeli. Malakot, Malakot.
Also, was just called your...
Yeah. It was always that the it was always a Mekabel. The Levon is the Mekabel. Alamon. That's the Mahus of the Mekabel. So, Levi Gators. That's what we say. I tried once the Pshat, but the Pshat when he asked already, Moiris Hagdeli. You daven? Yeah? Say, I'm a chadi b'tuah b'chol yom tovid ma'ase bereishis. Komu, lo yishe elon gedolim ki lo elu chazdei. It's like Nefesh HaChaim. I told you once a pshat. I said, lo yishe v'lo elu also. Yeah? Nefesh HaChaim says that. You know that. It says, lo yishe elon gedolim ki lo elu chazdei. V'lo elu also. So it's a chadi b'tuah b'chol yom tovid from the post. Yeah, but it's mizmer is the whole thing is in the hoive. The whole thing, the whole mizmer is in the hoive. Says Makim Yitzrayim before Ayan, it says everything is the Hoyve. The whole Mishma there, Hoyve Hashem Kitter Kitter Mechazde, is in the Hoyve. So what's the Raya? Everything is in the Hoyve. What's the Pshat? How do you read that? What's the Pshat? Shemel? You had the Kashen? Because then it's no Raya for the Posuk. He says, it says, I say, well, you also. That means you could say also.
Is that even Gedalen?
What is
it? It's like the Pasuk in Bereishis.
Yes, but it's better. You have to see further. We have to read the Mizmah. It says, lo yisei erem gedolim ki loyim chazdoi. It's a shemesh lemeshelet v'yoyim ki loyim chazdoi. It's a yorech v'kechovim lemeshelet v'laylo ki loyim chazdoi. So the two psukim say what actually happened in the Yemei Bereishis, because in the end it was a Mora Godel, it was a Mora Kol, and not Moiris Gdolim. The Moiris Gdolim were not Kaya. That was only the beginning, and then he said Lechi Umiati Atasmech. So when he says Shemesh Lemeshes Bayoyim V'Yorech V'Kerechovim Lemeshes Balaylo, you can't say Loisi Oirim Gdolim Behoive. You can't do that. Because this is not what happened, it happened to two others, not that one. Yeah? Then this would have to be in the oval for the other psukim, that's right? He puts that in the hoive, means every single day there are two moiris gedolim and there's a miut yoreach every single day. That's what you say in the shachris. And now comes the Rosh and says, you don't say, oir chodesh al tzion toir, because we didn't speak about the orish. That according to this pshat, you spoke about the orish. Kilo oise oire gdoilim kilo oilu chasde speaks about the orish. That's right. It speaks about this. So it's me in your apostle, me in your broche. Ganz a good pshat, da. That's ganz good. That is, I think that's the pshat in the tefila. But in the pasuk it says afterwards the shemesh atirayach, so it's, there can't be a behoive. I says behoive, weiss, that happens every single day. Yeah? That's good. Okay, so that is the shemesh, that's the yoreach, same thing as this. Yeah? Letaru lekatshu. This is a big problem. The big problem is that he is choshuch and he is shofel, and you can lift him up. Lekatshu means lift him up. Ktusha means mufresh umuvdol. Yeah? You can't be shofel at Kodesh, that doesn't go. Yeah? So he was shofel, but you can't lift him up. Yeah? How can you do that when the Briya was shofel? You can't do it. That's the Kriyach of the Neshama. Okay? The Kriyach of the Neshama that you can do it. Because in the end, the goof is only a makabel. But it's a worker. But it's a makabel. Yeah? Vital. We'll see. But זה מה שצורך להבין. כי אין צורך הכבוד בביאס הנשום ובגוף לשתחי האויס ובחי ההבל האלה. That's not the tachlis, only. אבל איקה בויו בוי הוא לזכך אויסו זיכוך ממש. להלויסו משפל מדרגוסו החומריס וחשייכו, that means שיפלס and חוישך, אין המדרגה עליונו ליש כמלכי השורס. Yeah?
So it loses the חוישך, not like we said before.
It's only because it's connected to the neshama. It's not by himself. The Malach HaShoreis, it is over here. That is the point. But this is already a big avoider. The point of the goof, of the tikkun haguf, is that he should point towards the neshama. When the goof doesn't point towards the neshama, the goof stays closed, and then he's choshuk, then he's shofar. But you can open that thing up. That's called Malach HaShoreis. Er is Meshoreis, the Neshama. Er is bottle. Er is Meshoreis. Er is, he points towards the Neshama. The goof points towards the Pnimius. That's what I meant when I tell you that when you want to keep your head and your Machshove, you have to keep your head like this. This is not a technical thing. It means I put my body towards a Pnimius, which is my machshove. Yeah? I put my body towards the pnimius, which is machshove. Or when I say krishma, I put my body towards the avdus of the b'roilom. So I can't sit the way I want, because then I don't put my body towards the avdus. I think about avdus, but I don't put... I have also the body put in this direction of avdus. And then he is reflecting the avdus, which goes on in my head, for sure. But he's reflecting that. The whole point of the tikkun of the world is that the world can reflect the higher spheres, or when you want like this, that's a nice word, you know, that's what the world means, that's what it means, it can reflect, the body has to reflect the neshama, yeah? Or it's like the levola, which brings back the all which she gets, yeah? It brings back the awe, which he gets. But it has to be in a way that brings that back and is not close. And we are closing the body. Because we forget about it, we close it, and then we are staying with a cut, you know? Yeah, we're staying like this. Cut. The one side is we are thinking of high things, and the body is close to that. You don't have that the body is pointing towards this penis which is going there. That's, for example, the point of wearing long cloth. Yeah? It's not because this is Mekremis Mechusim. No. And even the frak is down, or a rekel, and it's not comfortable. Yeah? It's a little bit not comfortable, it's hot. You know? But actually, you'd have to put on a frak, or put on a rekel, or put on a thing. Why? Not because it's yeshivish. People say it's yeshivish because it is like when you have a uniform by the tzava, that's our uniform. This is an argument which is good for children, which should take them off the chitulim, you know? When you are 5 years old, that's a good argument. But after five, that's easy to be an argument, you know? No, that's not the point. We have no madim, that's shtus. No, it is. We understand what the goof is, and what the goof is more mechuse, it's better. It's a goof more kavet, הגוף צריך להיות כבד, לא קל. I can also come in Bermudas and did that. When you know, when you understand in shirts, you don't understand in shirts because you are a Nebuch. But you understand in shirts, then you know that the shirt of Pishton, that's the uppermost Geschmack. You know that? There you don't feel you have a shirt at all, you know? And I would be a good Eretz Yisrael Dika, I would make tzitzis out of Pishton with the tzitzis from Pishton and the shirt of Pishton, and I would go with that Pishton, and that would be that's the real Geschmack. You feel like you don't have anything on it. Yeah? Emes. That's in the Geschmack. Ah, it's a Geschmack. Do you think these goyim they only do it in order to check for you, you know? No, it's not a Geschmack. A body is it's a leichter. But we don't look like this on the body. We look that the body is better, a bit heavy. Not easy to move. Mechuse. That's why we put on these things. It's an avoidedike thing, yeah? It's an avoidedike thing. And that's why I try to close this one, even though it's crazy, you know? Now, I have certain, which are, they are too small, so I don't suffocate myself. But I try to do, yeah, over here is a knob. Yes, can't cuff over there. Can I say, can they score it? Come for. Can they score it, no? It depends on how long that sleeve is, you know. I have very long. You have to be careful. Like have long arms. You see, you have to be careful from that. You know, it's mechusa. Yeah.
I'm thinking about
it
having
to
be shredded on the body.
Or no, that's an avoider. It is a difficult avoider. Don't, when you will work with your body, think about once working with that. You'll see that this is a whole world, which is a very difficult and very, very complex world. You know. That's working with the body. 1 minute, we only finish that thing. But that was ever so nice from Moshe Rabbeinu. All of a sudden, so ho, the Zikach is Chomer Yuse, at the Shovel, but Regis Malach Mamash, when he went up. And then he came down, and Kvaro, Kolisoy, Kikoron, or Pnei Moshe, in the Ponim, that was still Nika. When he was on the Har Sinai, the whole goof was in that Madrege, but it was then in the Ponim, because over here, the Neshome is more reflecting. Yeah? The Ponim is here. The Goyim made a mistake. They think he had horns. You know Michelangelo? You remember that? Because they had a Koran. It's a Kenish Kenivre, yeah? It's a Kenish Kenivre. What?
I went to my mother's work one time, and someone asked me, how long did they keep their horns?
Do you have also such horns? You know? No, it is a question in the positive. They didn't read that right, you know? Koran Ol Pnei Moshe. Mechanech Velio. This other shamayim beguf of mamish. Achar shazikachu es chomer yusun zikuch kodl. Achaderech, and now comes the big thing that we'll speak one, well, perhaps next time or not. Achaderech, ashevaituch al anashom el zaker es gufoy, halu vaysa mitzvitz vikim ha-teure. That's it. That's why we got mitzvitz. Zikuch ha-guf, yeah? Higner mitzvah teuro. Vekom ashi mar beliknus teuro mitzvitz, mar bezikuch ha-guf ha-hu, veschus la-atzvoy shi mekayem es rotzen keuro. That's a schus. And now we'll go into this sugya. What is a schus and what is the teres from the neshome over here? We'll have it after next week. Okay? Whenever you want, next week will be the shem.
What's